WCOOK coming to you live from Atlanta, GA. You are now tuned in to The Lion is In with your host, Chinwe. And it's all brought to you by locally grown Black Girl Magic. Welcome to The Lion is In. Welcome to The Lion is In. We got Weezy on the mic and we might have a guest or two. Never know what she might do, but she always keeps it cool. Welcome to The Lion is In. Welcome to The Lion is In. Just a young black woman trying to make a difference. Sit and listen. Now let the show begin.
Okay, okay, okay. Where's the? It's your girl Chin Weezy. You are now tuned in to The Lion is In. I am your hostess with the mostest, Chinwe, a.k.a. Chin Weezy, a.k.a. Chin Chin, a.k.a. Chi Chi, a.k.a. Madam Weezy, what it do. Okay, so we're going to jump right in because I'm so excited. Last week, I promised y'all I would give y'all the part two to my Akashic record encounter and also drop you some knowledge about starseed information. Now, that's going to have to be a whole nother episode too because I want to go into different detail. There are different types of extraterrestrial beings. They come from different places. I'm just going to give you a brief overview today and tell you where I come from. Yay! And also finish telling you about my Akashic record input. Also, experience. Also, happy full moon in Virgo. Yes. So if you don't know, Pisces and Virgo are complete direct opposites of one another. So my advice for you during this full moon right now is to put in the work. Whatever it is that you want to do, whatever it is that you want to see manifested, whatever you want to reap come this fall, you need to put in right now because Pisces season and Virgo season are direct mirrors of one another, okay? So whatever you put in now, I believe wholeheartedly is what you're going to get out in the next 6 months. Also, there's some synchronicity there, so I'm pretty excited because the full moon happens to fall on March the 9th. My birthday is September the 9th, so I'm looking at a direct reflection of whatever I want to see. I know personally I'm going to reap it, okay? So channel my energy, channel this good fertility energy over here into what you got going on. So let's jump into this Akashic Records part two. I know y'all want to hear this juicy, juicy tea, and I got it for you, baby.
The Lion is In is brought to you by CMC Productions Worldwide. If you'd like to get in contact with that company, you can email us at cmcproductionsworldwide@gmail.com.
Yes, and make sure you follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Chinwe, YBB, CHINWEYBB. And follow me, subscribe to me on YouTube as well at Chinwe Cook. I told y'all I'm doing tarot readings. They're getting up there. I'm getting better. I'm getting more confident. I'm dropping these messages that I'm getting from the Sirius Star. And I'm going to explain to y'all what all that means and where all that came from. Also, imagination is up and popping ton. So make sure you tune into new episodes of that. I feel like there was something else I needed to say. Oh, nothing new. Volume 1 and Volume 2 is definitely down on every streaming platform you can think of, baby. SoundCloud, YouTube, Spotify, Google Play, Tidal, Napster, and iTunes. It's everywhere. So please go and download and listen to the music that I recorded 10 years ago. It's so good. Like, it's so good. And I'm so proud that I've come this far. And I just gotta thank God for getting that fear up out of me and bringing me to a place where I could share this stuff. I'm really, really, really grateful, and I don't take it lightly. And that's why I want y'all to go listen and share this journey with me. So Akashic Records Part 2, let's talk about it. Let's talk about it now. Brief overview. If you have not listened to Akashic Records Part 1, that's cool. You can finish this one and go back and listen to the other one. Excuse me. Burping again, y'all. But brief overview, call the 5-5. What's up, ancestors? Brief overview, the Akashic Records basically are a collection. It could be a book. It is a collection of books that tell you about your past life, events, trauma, feelings, thoughts, actions. It dives into your past lives and it helps answer questions with what's going on in this life. So it could be phobias. It could be about anything, money, love, anything that you're dealing with in this present life and you don't really understand. It comes from a deeper place. Why those things are or are not working out or why you do things in a certain way. It could very possibly come from this life, some trauma picked up in this lifetime, and it could also very well come from previous lifetime trauma. So your Akashic records seek to help answer those questions so that you can clear out the energy. We're not just getting random information for the heck of it. We're getting this information to clear it out, to be better in this lifetime and move forward and ascend in this lifetime. So what? We ain't gotta come back. Okay, we can go home, okay? Let's talk about home. Let's talk about it. So part two. So I told y'all on Monday, that Monday, I figured out how the relationship with my dad came to be about, our souls, and how I was to move forward in that relationship. I also told you about my self-sabotage and where that came from. Spoiler alert, it had nothing to do with me being hurt or me getting shut down for sharing my gifts. It had to do with other people being hurt and being shut down. And it actually was something that came from slavery. So here in America. So if you want to find out, go and listen to that story. It's very, very interesting. I also wanted to mention in that story, I did say that, you know, my higher self was pulling records and she flipped and I was running in a castle and then it flipped to something else. I saw Egypt. I saw some pyramids in Egypt. And that was the other thing that I could not remember. So it made sense on the next day. That's what I want to talk about. So the next day, I'm still in rest mode, right? So I'm going to go back in because I want to know, hey, 222, where I came from. Where did I come from? Okay, I've got these big questions. The big questions I wanted to know were, where did this sabotage habit come from, self-sabotage habit? Where do I come from? And why does music resonate with me so much? Okay. So today, this day, I'm like, okay, we're going to find out where I come from, okay? And I lay down. I did the same hypnosis by Joe T. It's on YouTube. It's on my spiritual channel, spirituality playlist. You could check out that playlist for all the good meditations, boo. So I lay down, and I'm doing this, and it's coming to me in bits and pieces. And so first, I saw... I talked to my higher self. It wasn't a clear, vivid story like it was the day before. I had two very clear, vivid stories, with different scenes that were very clear, very emotional. So this day in particular, this experience, my higher self was putting together different pieces of the puzzle and I had to piece it together. And it kind of reminded me of when people said they went to their Akashic records, they may have opened a book, but you had to be of a certain consciousness to figure it out. Or if somebody else said that he got clues in the book and it wasn't spelled out, this is what happened. There were clues and he had to piece it together. So that's kind of what happened on this day. And I guess they thought maybe it'd be more fun this way, because it was, honestly. And before I had done this Akashic record, I had watched the Fairy Oracle Tarot. Shout out to Fairy Oracle Tarot, F-A-E-R-Y, on YouTube. And she talked about in her reading, and it really resonated with me for some reason. She talked about Sirius, which is a star. And she talked about Isis and Lilith, the story of Lilith, which I started looking into in Gnostic traditions, which is a whole nother thing we're going to get into, talking about Lilith and Gnostic. Matter of fact, hold up, let me write that down because I haven't been writing down these ideas. I normally take note of all of the different topics I need to talk about on my podcast. And as they become appropriate, that's how I talk about them. But anyway, so she was like, some of y'all need to go look that up. That's what they're telling me, to look up the Gnostic stories, look up Lilith, look up Sirius. And I was like, what is Sirius? So I'm in this hypnosis state. And I hope I'm saying that right, hypnotic state. And I see a throne. And I see a queen walking towards the throne. She has like a scepter in her hand. She has a long train on, long cape. Long train, long, elaborate, beautiful. I see that first. And then I see, it's been a minute, so I'm trying to remember. It's like I know now, but I'm glad I wrote it down. So it's glad I'm talking through it and I wrote it down because I'm blanking a little bit. So make sure you're writing these experiences down as soon as you wake up so you don't forget. And so that, you know, when you write through things and you talk through things, it helps you get clarity too. So I saw the throne. I'd seen pyramids the previous day. That was my first clue. And then the girl talking, Fairy Oracle, was another clue. And then I saw two dogs. It was clouds. They were clouds in the shape of dogs, and they were kissing. So at first I thought that had to do with love. And I looked up the cloud meaning, and, you know, you see bright white clouds, it means, you know, good things ahead, clarity, brightness, all that stuff. The dogs means loyalty. So I'm thinking, of course, relationships. I'm like, that's no answer my question, higher self. I specifically asked you about sabotage. What are you doing? But then I remember, so then I look up dogs. And then somehow, some way, I remember to look up Sirius. Something just like, look up Sirius, right? Sirius in Greek mythology was the dog for somebody. I can't recall right now. Was a dog for somebody. I'm like, oh, okay. So they were leaving me clues about the dog to lead me to Sirius to tell me to look up Sirius. So I look up Sirius, y'all. Sirius is the brightest star in the solar system. In our solar system, in our universe that we know of, okay? You've heard of the Orion's Belt. You've heard of Dog Days of Summer. They're referring to this star in the sky that shines so brightly and is shaped like a dog. All of the stars together, I believe. I'm a little hesitant on that. But anyway, I'm just showing you how the clues align themselves, okay? Now, also, there's a smaller planet on Sirius, which is comprised of mostly water, and it's got mermaids and dolphins and things like that. And I'm like, oh, am I from Sirius? And she says, yes. My higher self is like, duh, you got the clues, you put them together. You're from Sirius, boo. That's your home planet. And I have been feeling, I was like, I'm a light worker. I like the way that feels. But I'd also heard about this thing called star seeds. And when I read that, I felt, yeah, I don't feel like I'm from this planet. Because according to spiritualunite.com, star seeds are beings who are from a different place in the galaxy. Okay. They have a higher purpose that needs fulfilling. And no matter how much you try to escape yourself, they are drawn closer to their destinies. Okay, you might have to go around. But it's all in divine time. It's all in divine plan. Okay, so they may be eclectic. They may be seen as lost souls, rebellious without a cause, ostracized from social gatherings. But they are not from here. We are not from here. We are extraterrestrial beings that have incarnated on other planets or solar systems, and we appear on Earth in order to help humanity awaken and evolve. And that's according to lonerwolf.com. Okay? So if this is resonating with you and you're like, oh, snap. And don't force yourself to feel away. Because everybody has their own purpose and everybody has their own reason for being here on this planet. You may not be a starseed, you might be a light worker. You may not be a light worker, you may be an indigo child. And all those things could be the same thing also. So you could very well be from Earth and have a special job here on Earth. But right now we're talking about the starseeds, okay? Because that's what I'm supposed to be talking about. So starseeds have an underlying feeling of having a mission to fulfill on Earth. Most people who identify as starseeds share the belief that they have not only lived on other planets before, but their genes also possess extraterrestrially encoded DNA that influence their psyches in specific ways. And granted, we're from the Earth. We're made up of elements and stardust and all that stuff from the Earth. We really are. Okay, but these particular set of individuals feel as though you just don't belong. There's a disconnect, okay? And the more you explore your spirituality, you will begin to feel it. But when you're younger, you will, before you start exploring it, you will always feel as though you don't belong. You will always feel special. And I'm telling you because I know. You always feel special, like something about you is different and you just try to fit in. Like I was telling y'all in the last one. No, I just want to work. I don't want to do this music. I want to quit. I want to go to school. I just want to be normal. It's a fight to be normal. It's a fight to follow the status quo. Okay, so here are some of the characteristics of starseeds. Unique physical appearance, near death and out of body experiences, a sense of not belonging, accompanied by feelings of isolation, alienation, and loneliness. This is according to lonerwolf.com. Highly intuitive, psychic or paranormal abilities, attraction to the etheros, like the sky, the sun, the moon, the stars, the planets, space. Feelings that Earth is not your home. I've been feeling that real strong. That's why I'm saying I want to get this right to the best of my ability so I can go home, child. Because I am tired. I'm tired, okay? Feeling that your biological parents are not your real parents. I told y'all in the last episode that I've been feeling like this. My spiritual journey has had the most significant impact with my parents. I told y'all that. Low blood pressure and low body temperature. You tend to be empaths. As a child, you had many imaginary friends. Absolutely. I was an only child for most of my life, so... yes, I talked to my imaginary students. I was always teaching them. Strong attraction towards healing and guiding careers. For example, psychology, counseling, teaching, child or disability caring, therapy, etc. What did I just freaking say? High sensitivity to electricity and electromagnetic fields. Yes, sometimes the lights are too bright for my liking. The feeling of having lived many lifetimes. I've always felt that. I've always said things like, yes, I was a princess in my other life. I was a spy in my other life. I've always, because of the things that I'm drawn to, I love things like Archer and spy movies and things, all the things that I'm drawn to, I've always felt like in my other life, I was something else, which is why I'm so fascinated with these things. Regular experiences of deja vu and precognition, yes. Possess unexplainable memories, and you tend to be dreamers. Absolutely. A straight up dreamer. You can't stop me from dreaming, shawty. That one thing you ain't gonna do. Okay, so those are some of the characteristics of a starseed. If this is resonating with you, then congratulations. You are a starseed. And you now have the responsibility to be better and do better and elevate the consciousness of the Earth through goodness and kindness, because that is your job. Everything else is ego 3D BS. Your job, starseed, is to elevate the Earth. Okay? Just letting you know. Don't say I didn't tell you. All right, had to have some water. Okay, so... Okay. So once I figured this out, it all changed for me. And once I figured this out also, like I now have a direct hotline. When I say hotline blinks, I have a clear hotline, excuse me, to my higher self. She'll just tap in and say, hey, I want to talk to you for a second. And I'll just sit there and I'll just listen. My pineal gland, third eye will throb. My temples will throb when this good information near. Or when I'm researching or doing what I'm supposed to be doing. My heart will become full. Ever since this experience of going into the Akashic Records and figuring out my purpose, my heart becomes full. I get chills. It's just an overwhelming sense of joy. Like, yes, yes, this is right. This is right. So then I said, okay, well, these clues ain't really do nothing. So maybe I wasn't supposed to know. This is before I put all the clues together. I was like, well, that kind of sucked. Because the day before, I had this clear, vivid memory. I was going to say lived out in front of me, but this time it was like bits and pieces. So I was kind of disappointed before I was able to piece everything together. So that was part one. So that day I was like, okay, I'm going back in. So I went back in to the hypnosis and this time I wanted to know about music, and I'm still not super duper clear, like not super, super duper clear, but as I'm researching about star seeds and the Sirius star, which was instrumental or is instrumental. Hold up, let me pull up the page. This is very interesting. They have a direct link with our solar system, and Syrians have been amongst the earth since early civilizations. They gave the Egyptians much advanced astronomical medical information and also gave the Mayan race advanced knowledge. This is SiriusAscension.com. Now, I told you before that the day before I saw the pyramids, and also, I'm sorry, I'm going to get to part two of the water. I just want to show you how it all connects and how they'll send you sometimes with this Akashic Record inquiry. You'll get bits and pieces. The day before I saw the pyramids, the next day I saw the dogs in the sky and the girl, Fairy Oracle. I don't know her real name. I'm sorry, I keep calling her the girl. The tarot reader, Fairy Oracle, kept talking about Sirius and Isis, which is like Egyptian goddess things. And that previous week when I was told to relax, I said, okay, I'm going to just order some tarot decks, because I was watching a reader and she said, maybe it's time for you to do your own reading. Maybe it's time for you to try it out. And I'm like, that's crazy. Like, that's crazy. I've been watching people do it, but I never thought about doing it myself. All this time I have been watching. So I'm looking online that night to find the decks, and I'm scrolling and I'm liking them, but I ain't feeling them. Y'all know which ones I ended up feeling. This is before any of this Akashic Records. I came across Miss Cleo's deck. Miss Cleo, rest in peace, Miss Cleo. I came across Miss Cleo's deck. And I was like, is it bad luck? Because she passed away. And I was like, nah. Don't think like that. Things happen. Y'all, why is her deck Egyptian-based? Why is her deck have pharaohs and Egyptian gods and goddesses? And I immediately pulled the trigger. I said, oh, I got to have these. After I had been searching for maybe 30 minutes to an hour, and none of them, I was like, I'm not feeling that. Like, I like it, but I was liking them, but I saw that one. I said, oh, I got to have this. I need this deck right here with the Egyptian stuff so I can look at black people while I'm pulling my cards. And I want to go to Egypt. I set up a GoFundMe to go to Egypt. The pyramids have been on my background for a couple weeks now. Come to find out, a couple days later, I'm from the Sirius star. I'm a Syrian. And they helped build the pyramids. They helped build the pyramids. The Egyptians built the pyramids according to the Sirius star, boo. It's not coincidental how all this stuff lines up. But you got to ask those questions. So part two, and I told you I'm still trying to figure it out. I'm asking, well, where does my love for music come from? Like, why does sound resonate with my soul? I told y'all, like, the Tibetan bowls, when I hear the boom, that sound, it just, look, even right now, I just went into a state of tranquility. Any type of vibration, it just calms my soul. And I'm thinking, okay, so maybe I was a mermaid on my planet, but that still wasn't feeling 100% right. Like, maybe I could shapeshift and go to planet B, or star B, and go over there in the ocean and stuff. But I was also, I told y'all, I also saw that throne. No, baby, I'm a queen. I'm a queen at home. I'm the queen at home. So I'm like, well, maybe I vacation there, but I don't know. I'm still trying to figure out how this stuff works, right? But then here I'm seeing, when I looked it up just now, a few days later, it says that the Syrians helped the earth during the time of the cataclysmic period in Atlantis. Atlantis is the underwater city. So it's very possible, and I'll go in and explore this and ask, was I in Atlantis? Was I there during that time? Is that why I resonate with water? I love water, y'all. I was telling my mom last summer, I would go to the pool every single day. I told her, when I'm in water, I feel like I'm home. I feel home in water. Hey, 322. Look at that confirmation. So, I don't know. Maybe I wasn't a queen on the Sirius star. Maybe I was a mermaid in Planet B, which is all water filled. Maybe I wasn't part of Atlantis. I got to go in and further figure it out. It's an ongoing research, ongoing understanding. But I do believe that being immersed in that water, because you know water holds vibration, right? Water holds vibration. And so that's why that vibration and sound resonates with my soul so much. That's what I do believe. Okay? It has something to do with that water. Because that water holds vibration. That water holds memories. And that's what I do believe about why music moves me the way it does. Now, why words in songs move me, I don't know. But I know that sound holds and carries me. So that's my experience with the Akashic Records. And ever since I started asking these questions, that's why your Weezy Wisdom last week was not to be afraid of asking questions, because ever since I've started asking these questions, I've been able to surrender and be obedient, because my higher self is tapping in and talking to me all the time, every second of the day. I've been seeing miracles fall from the sky. I got a scholarship out of nowhere, y'all, to pay for my last semester of this master's program. I didn't have that $600, y'all. But I kept writing. I still booked my ticket to go back home so I could do my my defense, and hadn't even paid for the credit, y'all. And I got an email 2 days ago saying, your tuition has been taken care of. And the car just went by. That ain't nothing but God. That ain't nothing but surrendering and being obedient. And, you know, I have been in this state of rest, this state of meditation, but I decided to do a reading for myself that day. And the reading told me, get out of your rest and go do some work. Turn the computer on. I hadn't turned the computer on in days. I hadn't done any work. I just been meditating, chilling, trying to figure stuff out, watching tarot readings. It said, get out of rest and turn the computer on. Get to work. I turned the computer on. Had I not turned the computer on, I wouldn't have seen that email, y'all. I would have missed the deadline on God. So that's what this is about. I'm not just preaching. I'm taking my own advice, quoting bigger. And I will be quoting the gift henceforth in life. I'm telling you, because Beyonce is onto something. And I also had a dream, y'all, that me and Beyonce was in the Range Rover. We was riding. I was riding shotgun. It was just me and her. And we was just talking. I don't know what we was talking about, but we was just kicking it. So my mom said that was probably y'all higher selves connecting, talking. I said it probably was. And I ain't never had no dream where I was talking to Beyonce. I see Nicki all the time. Me and Nicki chop it up all the time in my dreams. All the time. But I've never met Beyonce in my dreams. But this time it wasn't even a first time encounter. Like when I meet with Nicki, it was like we was already cool. We was kicking it. We was going wherever we was going. She was driving. I was riding. Call me crazy if you want to. I've been planting seeds, baby. I mean, you better be planting these seeds too. But you gotta ask these questions and you gotta be obedient. Some of y'all fake woke. Some of y'all fake doing stuff out here. I had to let go, bro. That junk hurt me to my core. Like Mimi said, hurt me to the core. I had to tell some folks, I can't talk to you no more, bro. It's too much lower vibrational energy around you and you just accepting it. I love you, but I cannot do this. It's in direct contradiction. I had to stop watching my favorite show, Housewives, y'all. I had to give it up. It was too much lower vibrational BS. You have to give up things in order to get these messages. That's your Weezy wisdom. Let's get into it. You have to give up things to get your messages. You have to be obedient even when you are scared and it doesn't feel right. You have to be the fool and take the leap. Everyone cannot go with you on this journey. It is a solo journey of questions and patience and meditation and talking to God, talking to your higher self. But you have the capabilities to figure these things out on your own with guidance and help from above. You don't need anyone to tell you how to live your life, what to do, what not to do. You got it. But you have to ask the questions. You have to ask the questions. You have to be still long enough to know what question to ask. You must be still. You must get rid of the distractions around you trying to bring you down. All of this lower vibrational energy. Let it go. The people, the thoughts, the actions, the addictions, let them go so you can ask the right questions and go the right way. That's intended for you. We want you to ascend. We want you to be your greatest self. And you can do it. It's within all of us to do it. But you must be obedient. You must get rid of the distractions when you are told to get rid of the distractions, no matter how much it hurts, how uncomfortable it is, how much your ego says, no, keep it. Keep the distraction. Watch the show. It is not harming you. Just watch the show. Just listen. Okay? Listen, be obedient, let go, and you will get your miracles. Huh? That is a Findy fact. No, seriously. Findy fact. Findy finet. And we been there. We bought the clothing thing. And now I hope you learn something about yourself and ascension. And did I mention you can check me out on the web? That's Chinway YBB. You know I keep it real. Player, player. Yeah, player, player. Okay, so what we talk about today? Those Akashic records, you better go within and ask them questions. Don't be afraid to find what's hidden in your soul. Cause once you know, then you can let it go. Oh, yeah, your pot of gold is waiting for you. Your pot of gold, it wants you to come through. Yeah, your pot of gold, yeah, it's looking for you. Hey, it's looking for you. So meet me next week, same place, same time. I'ma bring some more info. I'ma blow your mind. Until the next time we meet, drink your water, eat your vegetables, and be safe in these streets. Weezy out.